Holiday for Song. Let's have a sweet short holiday, a holiday for song. Four Australian singers who are well on the road to fame entertain you for the next half hour. With Eunice Garland at the piano, we have David Allen, Noella Cornish, Valentine Stewart, and Glenda Raymond to give you... Here's the story of the bosun of the Flora D, the vilest vulture of the seven seas, with a heart as black as coal. The story tells of the primitive feelings, aroused by loathing and inflamed by raw spirits, and of the rough justice meted out by a member of the bosun's crew. David Allen sings The Devil of Flora D.
Was a stormy night in Singapore, just before I put to sea. The sailors drank to the bosun, the devil of the Flora D. I'd shipped before with Jensen, a man without a soul. The vilest vulture of seven seas. With a heart as black as coal. A new ship's company now complete, Jensen picked them one by one. He signed them from the drinking halls, and was glad his work was done. So they drank his health that gloomy night. Jensen thanked them with a grin. Then he drank to the swabs he'd hoard as he downed his tumbler of gin. I was standing drinking at the bar, and it galled and stunned me to the core to know that they'd all go to slaughter, and it kindled the burning grudge I bore. I was feeling brave and bold for now, from the stuff that makes men fight. Now I sneaked across the creaking floor and staggers out in the night. I voice and wince for his clumsy step as he struts his hulk outside. Then I slug him with a mighty blow and drags him down to the tide. But I drinks in the same old barroom just before I put to sea, and I drink to the long lost bosun. The devil of the Flora D.
You'll You'll find them in all parts of the world, these Irish. Policemen, farmers, factory workers, all manner of things they've become. Their broad smiles and the brogue in their talk remains. And also a longing for their beloved green Isle of Erin. That they all have. Our singers give you Come Back to Erin. Delight of an unexpected day in the country, the glory of green pastures and cool mossy banks, of a clear stream gurgling through the woods, Perhaps like the lady in our song, it was a sweet, unexpected chance that led your steps to the country on that memorable day. Glenda Raymond sings for you. Pretty Snow White, who lived with the seven dwarfs, how she ate the poisoned apple and lay as one dead for many long years, till the prince of her dreams came riding up and kissed her pale white lips, bringing her back to life. Do you remember his song as he rode up? Here's Valentine Stewart to remind you.
One song, I have but one song. Only for you.
strange, isn't it, how dreams influence our thoughts? Generally, we don't know what our dreams have been about, so we don't know just how much they've influenced our mood on waking up. A song about dreams in our program, with Noella Cornish to sing, I Wake Up Smiling After Dreaming of You. Seem to you in this puzzled world of today that we might be digging too deeply after our knowledge? That in our search for scientific information, we might be forgetting some of the real truths of existence? Let's turn back the pages for a moment and glimpse the old truth, the firm, strong truth that never fails us. Pride, they say, cometh before a fall, and certain it is that those who hold out the longest fall hardest in the long run. Especially so with those gay lads who love 'em and leave 'em. That was the trouble with young Tom O'Devin, as David Allen is about to tell you.
Young Tom, he was a farmer's son. He lived away down in Devon. And every morn he fed the pigs from 6:30 to 7. For many pretty girls he'd had a light and fickle fancy. But the one he really loved was sweet young Mistress Nancy. Sing ho, sing hey, for many, many, many men whose eyes are bright and glowing, whose eyes are bright and glowing. But what her way with a man will be? My goodness, there's no knowing. were like the apple bloom. Her lips were like the cherry. And when she did but look at Tom, his heart grew blithe and merry. But oh, she was a sad coquette. She quite deserved to lose him, for one day she'd accept his suit. The next day she'd refuse him. Sing ho, sing hey, for a merry, merry, merry maid, whose eyes are bright and glowing. Whose eyes are bright and glowing. But why should she want to treat him so? My goodness, my goodness, my goodness, there's no knowing. Young Tom, he wooed her for a year, but she grew proud and haughty, so in despair at last he wed a rich young widow of 40. Now still for pretty girls he's got a light and fickle fancy, but none has ever been to him. So dear as was sweet Nancy, sing ho, sing hey, for a merry, merry, merry maid, their ways are strange and funny. Their ways are strange and funny. If you can't find one to marry for love, my goodness, then marry one for money.
How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Here will we sit and let the sound of music creep in our ears. These were Lorenzo's words in The Merchant of Venice. They're words that still apply wherever the strains of sweet harmony are to be heard. Glenda Raymond sings for you.
Only the song of the leaves that sigh of love. With a lingering breeze, only the sob of a violin heard beneath a dreaming tree, sweet as a sound of an angel's voice, sad as a
Oh!
can't you see them marching down the strand, their coats all a-gleaming, their hooves clinking on the paving stones, nostrils distended wide to catch the morning breeze? All of London town lines the streets to see the parade go by. The quartet sings, "All the king's horses and all the king's men."
The king's horses, the king's men, march down the street and they march back again. The king's horses and the king's men. They're in scarlet, they're in gold, all mounted up for the joy to behold. The king's horses and the king's men.
Holiday for Song, with Eunice Garland at the piano, featured David Allen, Noella Cornish, Valentine Stewart, and Glenda Raymond. Your narrator was John Curtis, and the program was under the direction of Hector Crawford.